Yep, that's it. It's we've got it poured and we're ready to go. And it's 8 o'clock. The music is played, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, the tree hugger, and joining me here in the Kayak Fishing Radio studios is Rob, a bad backcast DeVore. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, it's good. We're unlike the South Texas, it's the temperature has cooled off a bit here. We've been having a little bit of rain, but it's Thursday, and we should be thinking about the weekend and fishing. Looking over in the chat room there, we got Fishing Chef and Greg the Hammerhead. They are enjoying the, they're just kicking back is what they're saying. So the chef is in the hot tub there. And you got your lures today, man. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Man.
Good deal. Sometimes I'm kind of slow getting the stuff mailed out, you know.
I'm slow anyways, man. So.
But well, I get them mailed out.
You do. You do a good job at that, man. So, I don't have a real big evening planned tonight. No special guests. I mean, I'm special just because I forget things and stuff like that, if that's what you call special. But
because you have a tie-dye paddle.
Yeah, I got a tie-dye paddle, man. I'm special. So, there's the landing crew. He just showed up in the chat room. We got guest 8456. Welcome aboard. If you'd like to join the chat or anything, you just need to register one time, and you can chat in with the group. Everybody's kicked back tonight.
Refresh the page.
Refresh the page, yeah, that's it, and it will hook you up. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, that's cool. You can also listen to the show live on kayakfishingradio.com. Just look up at the top there and click the link that says live broadcast. And I guess if you didn't hear the voice right now, you wouldn't know what I'm saying, but you have to refresh the page after 8 o'clock so that it'll bring up the current show. It only shows the last show. And it looks like the landing crew has made it into Buzzard's Roost here. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Doing good, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm good, man.
All right.
You sound a little thick in the sinuses there, man. What's going on?
Spent all day screaming from rooftops and stuff like that, so we're going to have them vocal cords.
You sound like a DI that's got a new forming platoon.
That's what I was saying earlier today.
Yeah. Guys, you can tell when they come in the PX. Hey, how are you doing tonight? Be all scratchy and everything. So, okay, so here's to the news. Going to my clipboard. And, all right, nominations for Kayak Angler's Choice Awards are closed today. I have closed them, and I'm going to be...
Oh, no.
What? Did you not get your nomination? You can't nominate anybody.
I know.
But the nominations are closed. Because I've gotten a few more in the last week or so. But just out of respect for the people whose names will be put on the ballots and stuff, I make sure that I contact them individually and ask them if they're willing to play. And, you know, kind of the little... Your name will be used in vain on Kayak Fishing Radio and yakangler.com and all that good stuff. So I've got a few more people to contact, but hopefully by next week, maybe it might take me a little bit longer to get everybody's response, but hopefully within the next two shows, we will open it up for voting for the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. We have an award for the Kayak Angler of the Year, Kayak Guide of the Year. We're going to take the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards, or take their votes for Kayak, most innovative product. What else do we got? Hang on here. Let me look. The best forum. There was some suggestions for additional awards that I took into consideration. Talked to our friends at Yak Angler about, and also there's probably going to be your favorite kayak outfitters award. So folks like Austin Kayak and Sun Jammers and Hook One and all that stuff, they'll be able to get a vote there and maybe and challenge the rest of the group for the Kayak Angler's Choice Award. We have several, probably a page here, of kayak fishing tournaments that have been nominated. What else? I think that's about it. So we'll get those out. They'll be on a survey form. Our little friends over at SurveyMonkey there. But it will be set up, and you'll get your choice. We'll have a couple of places in the ballots where you could do a write-in for, like, the products or kayak or forum or something like that. But as far as the guides and the kayak anglers are concerned, those are going to be just the ones that made the nominations. And like I said, today is the end. I'll be cutting off the nominations tonight at midnight, and we will tally up all of the names and make sure that everybody's been contacted, and we'll start voting here within the next 2 weeks. So that ought to be fun to see what happens there. Right, guys?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, and just to reiterate, all of the great folks over at yakangler.com, Mark and Adam, and the forum itself, Yak Angler, although we love it, we didn't think it would be fair for them to be a part of the balloting and voting and counting and all that stuff. So they're not eligible for any awards, as are any of our broadcasters, hosts from Kayak Fishing Radio. So there we go. Checking back into the chat room, Mark Lozier. Good evening, sir. And, oh, Soccer Dad is here. Good evening, David. How are you? Down in Americus, Georgia, there. You guys got any? He says he never nominated while sober. David, you guys get any rain down there yet? No. David is a hoot, man. Awesome. All right. So, but what else do I got on the kayak? We were just talking before the show, man. You go through your clipboard. Okay, I got it. Okay, I look up. God, I got 40 more minutes to go. What did I have? A tiny bit. You got a little bit of rain down there. It's been dry down Texas way, South Georgia and all. It's crazy. But, Rob, did you get out and do any fishing this past weekend?
Yeah, we went fishing off the Gamby the other morning, and it wasn't a real long trip or anything.
Right.
We were going to head south, and there's some nice holes south of the power plant there, and got out ugly early, and wind was blowing like right in our face by about 15, so we kind of scrapped that and kind of didn't go so far, and I caught a couple of nice trout and a really big ladyfish, man. I mean, thing was like over 20 inches, it had to be, it was funny, caught several ladyfish all on the Miradine and several nice trout on the gold rush curly tail DOA little grub there with a 1/16 ounce jig head. That was the That was the magic deal for the day. And that was cool. And then we went, they had demo days right there a little ways away from where we were fishing, and it was great. Had a, had a good time. Saw some folks out there demoing kayaks and took a couple of photos, and my buddy Keith got to demo a couple of boats. And you know, then we went to Bill Jackson's and demoed some more boats out there at their lake outside of their fine establishment there.
Cool.
So it was cool. I didn't demo anything. I just watched, but
right.
It was a good day, man.
Okay. Has Keith come up with any ideas on what kind of boat he's going to look into
now?
Yeah,
actually, he got a Trident, Ocean Kayaks Trident 11.
Mm-hmm. Good boat.
He's excited about it. Yeah, he's you know, he was trying to find that perfect balance between, you know, a kayak that he can use and get out, and you know, the stuff that we get out in,
and one that can fit in the back seat.
Yeah, he can haul it around.
Cool. Very
so,
cool.
I was telling, you know, he was trying some 13s, and I told him, I said, dude, go with the 13, you know, if you, I mean, the old difference in price was like $80.
Right.
You know? I said, man, go with the 13, you know, it's only $80.
Yeah.
But he opted for the 11. He ended up finding it somewhere and got it as a blem and got like $130 off or something. I forget exactly where he got
cool.
it from, but yeah,
very cool.
So he's all excited about it, and I'm happy for him because he's in a little bit more of a stable platform now.
Right, that's cool. And I'd like to welcome to the roost here or the row, Buzzards Row, Dino Bowling, Georgia Kayak Fishing. Good evening, sir.
What's up, brother?
How are you, man?
I've been busy. Been
yeah?
Trying to get stuff packed up for tomorrow.
Yeah, you guys are headed out?
Yep, headed up to Big Cedar Creek.
And,
Trying to load. Are you going first?
No, go ahead. Tell us what you're going to do.
Yeah, been loading kayaks, wrapping kayaks down, and wow, man, I'm all I got to do now is pack my clothes, and I'll be ready to hit the road tomorrow about lunch after work. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's a good bunch of folks up there.
Yeah, it is. I've never been. I'm looking forward to it.
And is this a GKF event?
Actually, this is going to be a P4T event, I do believe.
A P4T event, right? Battle for
tomorrow,
right?
Yeah.
And all right, so that'll be awesome, and gonna get some folks outfit in the water, maybe catch some fish. I heard the stripers are pretty good in that creek up there.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be a plus.
Yeah, absolutely. So. You got any salt lately?
Man, dude, it's been a while. I got it so bad I can't stand it. But it'll probably be October before I get to go.
Well, I was going to take off next Friday and head down to Panama City and fish with Linda Cabot and them for their first Saturday of the month, friendly tournament thing. Take the clone down there with me, but I got to leave on Sunday to go up to Ohio for a conference. So,
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's like so we got training all Sunday afternoon, and then conference Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I won't get back until Wednesday night or Thursday morning. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and then the clone. Oh, they all start back to school next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Seems like they just got out of school and now they're starting back.
I know. Well, I don't know. It seems like he's been a homeless child that's been living with us here. You know?
Right.
But, This is
Well, don't feel left out. I got to work next Saturday too, so.
Yeah. David's giving you grief in the chat room, man.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Minnick's in there causing trouble.
Yeah. He's probably had 10 or 12, I'd say.
Yeah, he's probably got 12 under right now.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool, man. What do we got coming up here in the near future? Besides, we got a Paddle for Tomorrow event this weekend.
Yeah.
And what else is going on with GKF and P4T? Give us an update.
Next event is going to be, of course, the Big City Creek thing Saturday. then we got our annual meeting at Longwood Park here in Gainesville on Lake Lanier. Going to have a little tournament for the guys and just to get together and swap some lies and pretty much go over some events we got scheduled for next year, which is we're still in the works doing. After that's going to be our Chicago Comets event, which is a blind, visually impaired blind baseball team, which they play beat ball. It's going to be in Columbus. And we did it last year. We had an absolute hoot, and it was a blast. Of course, we was all scared to death, and we put the pugs in the water, and they just took off. It was all we could do to keep up with them, you know.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. It was one great event, which that'll be a P4T event. I'm trying to think. We got so much going on. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is busy.
October... Well, let's see, September, we got a lake cleanup with the city of Gainesville up here.
Right, with the Gainesville folks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Doing cleaning up some shore sweeps and stuff. October will be, the first weekend in October will be at Coast Fest for the Georgia DNR, which is an excellent event. We did it last year, man. It was awesome, dude. You talk about spreading the word for kayak fishing?
Right.
Holy cow, it was great. I bet there was 50,000 people walk through that place. Unbelievable. End of October, November, first week of November, we'll be at Fort McAllister camping. That's the event I'm really looking forward to because I'm going down the last weekend in October and camping until November for the Bull Redfish Run. Man, it is awesome, dude.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that, definitely. Then October, November, December, we'll be at Carter's Lake, striper fishing. Nice 40-pound stripers up there. And that about wraps us up for this year.
Been a busy year for Georgia Kayak Fishing and Paddle for Tomorrow.
A real busy year. Real busy.
Some really good stuff been done, too. I mean,
yeah.
Gotten a lot of guys out on the water and the Special Olympics kids and everything. It's been great.
Sure has. It's nice to look back at what you've done and actually the people that you've introduced to the sport, you know, it's just been great, man. People you've talked to and they're like, wow, you actually catch fish on these little boats, you know. it's just awesome, dude. It's just to spread the word, you know. It's great.
It's a great way to get on the water with a little bit of money. I mean, certainly you can spend as much money as you want in kayak fishing, just like any other kind of fishing. But you can get into it relatively inexpensive, and if that's the way you want to keep it, it's what you can make out of it, man. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's right.
Let me say hi to a couple of new shows. We got Tommy Ghost 1066 there. Holy cow. It's D. Kelly. She's in the chat room.
Oh, no.
That's a Foxy Fisher?
Foxy Fisher. I'm pretty sure
there
that's D. Kelly.
Good deal.
Haven't seen her in a while. She's got a great job, man. She's always like kayak fishing and near the water somewhere where I want to be. I need to get a job like hers.
That would be nice.
So, There she is. Hey there. So she's good. And that, Dee, that picture of you cresting that wave, that was pretty cool there, a little surf entry there. She was doing a good job with that. So good to see you. Let's see. Okay, what do we got coming up for, let's see, we covered the Georgia Kayak Fishing Paddle for Tomorrow event. And actually, we still got a little bit of work to go on, but there's probably going to be another event. I got to get with David sometime when he's not 6 or 7 sheets under the wind there. So, but when he can look at me and see me while I talk to him. So, but we've got some interest to get P4T exposure outside of the state. So I've talked to the folk. Well, not that one, but we've had some inquiry from Fort Knox. So the guys at Yak Angler say they're going to help out, and so we just need to figure out what we can do to get set up. We've got local kayaks to be provided and stuff like that. So we're going to have a little conference call with them next week to see what we can do with them. So they have another Warrior Transition Battalion there at Fort Knox. So
nice.
Yeah. So just like our friends down at Fort Benning, the MWR group, and them we're gonna talk to them next week. They looked us up, man. They came looking for us. So that'll be fun.
Yes, sir.
And then we can fill October up with fishing because after the first weekend in October for Coast Fest, you can just ease on up the coast because we're gonna be. Yak Angler and Kayak Fishing Radio, we're going to be in Charleston for the Chucktown Boondoggle for, that's Labor Day weekend, I believe, right? The 10th?
No, it's Columbus Day weekend.
Columbus Day weekend, that's right, Columbus Day.
Dude, y'all sitting at a good time.
Say again?
Bull Redfish should be slamming it.
Yeah, we're going to be, I think... We're leaning towards Copahee Sound, which is just on the north side of Charleston.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty stinking, pretty fishy up there, man. Kind of looks a little bit like the Goon and stuff, you know. And our new buddies, Scuba Stan, he's one of our jarhead friends there, and LGB. From the Charleston area, they've been working out, so we're gonna get with the locals there. They think they're gonna be able to set up a little demo day and all that good stuff. So,
is it close enough that all of you guys could like paddle over to Parris Island or anything? you go home, you know, homecoming.
Yeah, we could have a little homecoming there and stuff. Go running through the sand and. Get bit by some sand fleas and stuff. I don't think I want to do that.
God, no.
No, I don't want to do that.
You know, Lozier's a non-active devil dog, too.
Yeah.
And I think his skin just crawled along with the rest of ours.
A little hair on the back of your neck. Wait, no, I don't want to do that thing. No.
Dude, I was watching this. They had this, series on the military channel, right?
Uh-huh.
Called Making Marines, right? It's like a documentary, and they took like this group of 18-year-old kids, you know, and they stuck with them all through, boot camp, and it was just an amazing transition. These kids are going in there, and going, and they're just like stupid, man. I mean, 18-year-old kids, and they're going in there, going, well, because I used to like play war in my backyard when I was a kid, and blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, wow. Anyway. This one psycho kid, I don't know if you guys were ever like this, and they were like, you know, it's like right in the middle of boot camp, and, you know, pull them off to the side, and they're asking him, you know, what he thinks, and there's like, you know, you can see all these bugs buzzing around his head, and it's at night and everything, and he's not even moving, you know, it's just like, yeah, and how you doing, and he's like, oh, I love it here. I love Parris Island. I want to move here.
Yeah, at one point we were all dumb enough to say that.
Yeah.
It was what's called motarded.
Yeah, you're Mozarted. That's right. Lozier just asked if we had any Hollywood Marines here.
What's a Hollywood? Oh, from the West Coast.
Yeah, when you join the Marine Corps, if you enter east of the Mississippi River, you go to Parris Island. If you enter west, you go to San Diego, to MCRD San Diego, and they're
That's
all considered.
My dad went to basic at. I think he went to Pendleton, but he's from Ohio, so I don't get it.
Well, there's that
or,
space.
He was
of,
also he went to he was in Lejeune too. So I don't know if he did exactly.
Yeah, no, that's after boot camp.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's right, Mark. They have no idea.
Yeah, they don't have any idea. The reason we call them Hollywood Marines is because in the Parris Island, you have sand and sand fleas and all that. And the Hollywood Marines, we say that when they showed up there, they got a beach blanket and sunglasses and stuff. You know? My wife actually
Michael B. Davey, right?
Yeah. My wife actually worked on the historical program for some of those Quonset hunts over there at MCR at McCrud, San Diego.
Yeah.
So that's what most people think of because they remember Gomer Pyle in the Quonset huts. That was that's McCrud.
They're still there at Pendleton, man. Right there in Horno. I spent my first 3 months at Pendleton in a freaking Quonset hut, man.
No, they got rid of those, man.
No, I'm talking about the Heartbreak Ridge ones, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, now Infantry Training School is up there in Pendleton.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
So is that close? So is, where we're going for the boondoggle, is that close enough you guys can, like, paddle over to Parris Island or something? You know?
Nah.
You know, and the thing is I guarantee you, most of the guys at Parris Island, you didn't know how to get off the island until you graduated and you left.
Yep.
Because
you thought you knew. But
you thought you might know. But I didn't have a clue, man.
I was first battalion, man. I had those barracks right there at the end of the bridge by the main gate. So I could see those suckers coming in and out, but I didn't know exactly if that was the right one, if that was a back gate, or what was going on with that.
Yeah, Lozier just said two ways to get off the island.
Yeah.
Yeah. What platoon were you, Mark? What was your platoon?
My platoon?
Yeah.
I was 1st Battalion, Delta Company, platoon 1025.
You were 1025. I was 1024.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's see if Lozier kicks in there, what he says. What platoon he was. He was probably a 2nd Battalion geek.
All right, I'll bet you he's 3rd Battalion.
3rd Battalion.
3rd Battalion, the only battalion.
And here's the thing for you, for the non-Marines. You know, the thing is, there's always this competition, right? And, I mean, even like to, because Old Corps, right? He was 3rd Battalion, right?
Indian Company, yeah.
Yep. So they didn't have to march all the way down to the rifle range.
No. 3085.
Yep. But it's always, you know, who's been in longer and where were you? So yeah, I spent my first 10 as a he was an 03 hump a lot. I was a 0341. Carrying a base plate for my first 6 months and after infantry training school.
Oh, but, man.
Yeah, I was 81s. I learned real quick that I could read better than most of the guys in my squad, so I moved up to be the forward observer. So I can read a map.
Yeah, my skin's crawling, man.
I know, you're just flashbacks, man. Give me another drink.
I wish, man. I'm sucking down water right now because tomorrow is supposed to be 100 degrees without any humidity and everything else. That's the sound of water.
Who's this? Oh, Ghost says he was headed to the Corps. His birthday is in February, but he got hit by a car on November. Oh my dang! Yeah, Lozier, you. This is me. Repeat. He said, "Lost one. This is lost three. Are you lost two over?" So.
So Mark, then, you've been on. You got a shrimp run going on up there, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, A buddy of mine, he likes to catch his bait before he goes fishing out to the Bay Bridge Tunnel or anything else in Rudy because it was right down the street. And he went there at like 1 o'clock in the morning the one day and had his headlights on and was sitting there. That's what he does. He'll throw his headlights on and wait for the fish to get attracted by the lights and then cast at him up. He went in and did that and cast it and got a big net full of shrimp. And he thought, that's just a fluke, right? Because we don't usually get shrimp like that up here. Went back about 3 days later, did the same thing. And that's when the little light bulb in my buddy's head kind of flickered a little bit and then died because the guy's not so bright. It took him about 2 weeks before he finally told me. So last Friday I went in there. And the boat ramp is really busy because it's the only one to the Atlantic on the south side of Virginia. And went there at like midnight, got everything all set up, turned on my headlights, enjoyed a adult beverage, and walked up and I looked in the water and gosh darn it, if this thing wasn't swarming full of shrimp. So I got about 10 pounds of some big jumbo shrimp and going back there Saturday night to really test them out. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. And they make great bait too, man. Jeez. To have live shrimp and put that underneath a popping cork, forget it, man. I mean, those fish up here just don't see it enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, Rob won't. He won't do that, man. He wouldn't. He'd release the little shrimp. You wouldn't put a live shrimp on your hook, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, you would? Oh, okay.
And a shrimp run? Heck yeah.
I don't know, dude. If I pull the cast net full back in, I'd have to fill up a couple of coolers first, because.
I believe some of them be going in a pot, man.
I know, right?
Yeah. No kidding.
They were delicious.
Yeah, with some sausage and some corn on the cob. And yeah.
What we
call around here a low country bowl.
Low bay in there.
Yeah.
This is a great recipe for y'all. If you've ever had stuffed flounder, you got to try it like this. Get a bag of bay scallops, some shrimp, and some lump crab meat. Take all that goody, shellfish, put it in a big bowl, add a little bit of a Ritz cracker to it, your favorite seasonings, and some translucent peppers and onions. Throw that all in there. Of course, you got to add some Old Bay. Mix that up. Stuff that in the flounder. Roll the flounder up. Put a toothpick in there to hold everything together, and throw that sucker on a smoker, and smoke it for 30, 45 minutes. Take that out, throw it in the oven at 325. Man, that's so good. You're going to be smacking your lips on your forehead. Woo! Yeah, I'm going to make some right now. Hang on.
Hey, when I was a little back cast, we used to go down to the Skyway Bridge. And in certain times of the year, I can't remember when. I want to say autumn, we'd get a shrimp run through Tampa Bay. You could dip net those things, man. You could dip net close to, the metal, on a big metal aluminum pole, a big metal basket, and it's probably about a 3 gallon basket. And you'd pull that thing up and it'd be like 3/4 full, man. And these big shrimp too, man. I swear they were, 8 inches long. Crazy.
The Florida regs for recreational shrimping are not as generous as the Georgia regs, or even.
I believe it's one 5 gallon bucket per person or per boat. I can't remember offhand exactly. Yeah. But with heads on. Got to keep the heads on.
But the way you have to catch them, you're not supposed to use a cast net to catch shrimp for food. You can use a cast net to catch bait shrimp in Florida, but not to put in your cooler to eat for human consumption. I don't know how the guy would make sure of that, but I had a big old bucket of them left over at the end of the day. You know? I think actually for bait shrimp, you're only allowed to have like, I think a gallon of them or something like that. But, or they have to be dead. But,
not sure offhand.
But for Georgia, you can really rig up a serious shrimping rig for, with a cast net. I mean, you can, the only real restriction is the, what is it? It's like a quarter or three-quarter inch mesh. Dino, do you recall?
Five-eighths.
I believe it's 5/8.
Sure.
But you can
put
your duct tape on your nets and everything to keep it spread out.
Yeah.
I had a guy show me that when I went down to Crooked Creek. They put the duct tape around. They take a strip of duct tape and they run it around the perimeter of the cast net. And what that does is when you throw your net, that causes the rim of the net to slow down as it drops, so it keeps it spread out all the way down to the bottom.
Huh.
And it wasn't legal until just a couple of years ago, and now it's legal to do. But you can keep 5 gallons per person, heads on. So. But,
cast net? Let me ask you this, Chip.
Yeah.
Can you cast net off of a kayak?
Can I do it personally?
Cool. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yeah, I could do it. I mean, I'm used to being down in Florida and going after mullet, man. So you're usually about chest deep. So you're holding your, you know, like a 14-foot mullet net up over your shoulder. So sitting in a kayak, I usually only throw like a 6-foot net out of the kayak, so it's nothing just to toss it out there. But you know, everybody thinks you got to have this thing hanging down by your side like you're standing on the dock. So
No. Go down to the beach sometime and talk to those guys that strictly cast net. Yeah, those you know, you see them all the way out to their neck. You know, it's a little cast net.
Yeah,
all balled up. You think, oh, that's maybe like a 3-foot cast net. He like does a twist, and that thing turns out to be like a 15-foot net. You're like, oh my god!
Right.
And when I throw it, they make it look so easy, you know.
Yeah.
Like it ain't nothing to throw, you know. But wow.
Right.
You stand up in your kayak tossing that.
Not me, no. With all that momentum and the extra lead weight up high over my shoulders and my big head, I'd flip over. No, I couldn't do that. I have to keep sitting down. I got to keep the low center of gravity when I'm throwing things around. So, yeah, Dee just asked about October. Not a tournament, Foxy, just a boondoggle. We're all going to show up in Charleston and drink adult beverages and fish during the day. So, weekend of the 10th, Columbus Day weekend, the Chucktown Boondoggle. If you go to yakangler.com, we've got a thing there where folks are signing up. Scuba Stan is our local point of contact there. He's collecting all of the Sweetwater brew in the area, so we'll have plenty of refreshments.
He started stocking up now?
Yeah, he said he was going to stock up, so...
Oh man, that's right after my busy time, man. I'm gonna be enjoying myself.
It'll be good, yeah. So,
didn't you just post up the new one they just come out with, Chip?
Say again.
I said, didn't you just post up on Facebook a new brew that they just come out with or something a while back?
Well, they've got several seasonal ones.
Okay.
Yeah, there's several seasonal ones, but I need to get around there and visit them one day. and let them know that they're the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio. So
cool, man.
But they have some real nice. You can actually. I thought it would be a really cool place to do like a Marine Corps birthday, because you can lease out the brewery for an event.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be perfect, man. You could like turn it into a Ton Tavern for the night, you know.
That would be good for what was that we used to do? I only did one of them in the Marine Corps. Oh crud!
Like a mess night.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Do a mess night.
Right.
You could have the good grog, or you could have the. I can't even say the other grog.
Yeah.
The non-alcoholic.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Those are ugly days.
Oh.
But
it's not that day. It's the day after and the day
right.
after that.
That's right. Yeah. The 2 days after. So you're going to be there for Chucktown, Mark?
I'm surely hoping, man.
Okay.
I've got the days penciled in on my time off, so.
Oh, yeah, I submitted my leave request like 2 months ago. They're like, this is a little early. I know. I don't want anybody else to get on the calendar, though.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so me and the clone will be there, and so let's see, who's this? Who's 843? Anybody recognize 843? Let's see.
That might be. No
Let's
idea.
See. Area code 843.
It could be.
Who
it
is 843?
Spike.
Who's 843?
I don't know. Who's 843? No, I don't think
it's
Spike.
It might be. It could be. It is.
Is it Spike?
It's LGB.
Oh, LGB.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
How's it
Playing
going,
games
guys?
With us, man. We're all just chilling out here. So
guess what, guys?
Okay, so give us a verbal of what we're looking at when we go to Chucktown in October, man.
Fishing.
Fishing?
Fishing is going to be here, waiting for you.
Okay.
And good times.
Okay. And you,
and
Scuba Stan have been out, you know, checking out some of the areas and stuff?
Scuba Stan's been doing all of it. I'm kind of late getting into the game. We've been kind of missing each other as far as I saw one day when I was in the chat room listening to the show, he said, hey, you know, if you want to help out with the boondoggle, you know, let me know. And then he jumped off and I hadn't got with him. But, yeah, I'm going to try to help where I can. But
okay, that's cool.
Looking forward to meeting all the guys that come down.
And this is kind of you've just been kayak fishing for the first year. This is your first year, right?
I just went today for the first time. You know, as far as by myself in my new kayak.
Cool.
And,
how'd it go?
I don't want to. It went very good.
You slimed it up.
I got off work at 3 o'clock, and I headed on home, and I grabbed a kayak and my stuff, and I decided to go to my old familiar stomping grounds, the Tail Race Canal on the Cooper River up in Monk's Corner, and it's just a little fresh water coming out of the Lake Moultrie. Right there, coming out of the power station. And when I got there, they were turning some water out. And I was like, well, let me put the kayak in and, you know, see how it is. And I paddled around for a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll get my fishing stuff out. Let's give it a try. And I took a couple of my rods and some shrimp and did a little catfish. And I caught one. Caught my first fish in the kayak.
So you get, and, so you got some slime on the boat. That's good.
Got some slime, and I wasn't prepared to keep the fish, but I tied up a little stringer real quick, and I threw him off the side of the boat, and I was like, I'm gonna hang on to him for a little while, and when I was coming back to the landing, I passed a few guys that were fishing on the bank, and I said, hey, you guys want a catfish? And he's like, yeah, we'll take one. And I was like, okay, one condition, you got to take a picture. So I got the phone out, and he took a picture, and I'm going to get those on the website. But, yeah, it was cool. A lot of fun. After that one fish, I was like, okay, this is cool. I can do this. And it was a little channel cat, probably about a foot and a half long and stuff. But it was a lot of fun, and I just stayed in the no-wake zone near the landing because it was tough paddling up the tail race because they were turning water out. By the time I got 100 yards upstream, you know, I was kind of tired, and I just kind of drifted back down and bumped some shrimp off the bottom, and that's how I caught them.
Uh-huh.
But did that a few times, and then it was getting kind of late, and I was like, well, I'm going to head on home. But it was a very good trip, and the guys in the power boats, they behaved, you know,
yeah.
And stuff. So
well,
it was a little bit busier than I thought it'd be, you know, being a Thursday afternoon. There was a good many boats out there, but it was a lot of fun. I can tell it's going to be a very interesting experience getting into this kayak fishing.
Welcome to the addiction, man.
Yeah.
You'll have.
I'm glad I bought that 7-foot rod too, because that catfish, when he hit, he decided he wanted to go around the boat a few times, and I was able to get the front of the rod past the front of the boat. You know, I have the ride 135, and I was like, well, I'm glad that 7-foot rod paid off.
Yeah, that's good.
It was a lot of fun.
We all pretty much stick to a 7-foot rod. It's good for, it's easier casting when you're sitting down with a longer rod. You get much longer than 7 feet, and you start having issues with accuracy for casting. But you can really fling it out there, but where it goes, you know, you just have a general direction. So let me say hey to Mr. Haywood here. Good evening, sir.
What's happening? I'm sorry for being late. It's been a rough week and a half.
Sounds like it, man. Now, we didn't mark you tardy, man. You have plenty of excused absences worked up, so. So how's it been, man?
It's been hot. It's too hot to go fishing.
It's too hot? Yeah, I know. Last week, Dee was on, and she said it was like 92, the water temp, on the flats there by Sebastian.
Yeah, it's getting up. I don't know what we did a demo day last Saturday, and it was brutal. The water's warm. You know, we had some rain showers in the afternoon that kind of cool it off locally, but overall, it's just, you know, it's just that time of year right now where it's just brutal out there.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. You got to get out really early. And even then, I mean, it's been like 77. It was 77, 78 here this morning at 5:30.
Yeah, it's been that way here too, you know. So with that hot water like that, you got to really, the bite, there's been a good bite early in the morning, late in the afternoon. You know, tarpon been going off pretty good.
Right.
And you got to fight those fish quick and get them revived, even the redfish on the flats, especially like right now with the water being so warm, you can kill them really quick.
Yeah. It's the same thing with like fish in Lanier and the river here around Atlanta. The water's cool. The river stays cool all the time. But you pull a big striper up, and if you're not careful with them, I mean, you'll kill them if you can't. If you take them out of the water, pretty much you kill them because it's just too hot.
Yeah.
So, well, cool. It's good to see you, man. You got over your ailments and stuff like that, so you're back in the swing of things. It's just hot.
Yeah, I had some funky blood work going on, and I think they've got me fixed up. I've been feeling a lot better.
Good.
So, ready to get at it. I've been working on a tarpon article for the next issue of Blade.
Right.
And then it'll go in Yak Angler also when I'm finished. So
right.
Working on that.
Cool. You got some good pictures?
I've got some pictures. That, just I have not gotten some really good ones this year, so hopefully I can spend a couple days before the bite kind of peters out and get a few good ones.
Right. But no cover shots yet, huh?
Nah, I don't think... Yeah, honestly, I don't think I'll ever get a cover on that magazine because, you know, it's an Australian magazine and stuff, so they should have the local guys on it. That, you know,
yeah, they're
kind of hard to crack the good old boy down here, you know. So,
but you know,
I don't know.
The website Kayak Fishing Down Under. They've got a forum there, and the one fellow that contacted me from Queensland, I sent him some stickers, and he sent a couple of pictures back and stuff, and I jumped on the forum one day, you know, when we got back from Cedar Key, you know, and threw a couple pictures at him and stuff, you know, that you had posted up, and everybody recognized your pictures, man.
There's another website. It's just Australian Kayak Fishing Forum.
Yeah.
It's akff.net.
Right.
And I've put some pictures on there before too, and I was really surprised to find out that those guys have tarpon down there in Australia too. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and yeah, but they recognized you. They recognized your name and everything, man. It was like I couldn't plagiarize you, man. I was like, dang. So, but that was cool, man. So yeah, you're worldwide, man. You're worldwide.
Yeah, I'd be down there and go fishing. I think that'd be a blast.
I had a great time. We flew down there one year when I was on deployment in Japan, and we spent about 3 months in Darwin. And I got to do some barra fishing and all, and it was great. As long as you don't mind getting chased by the crocodiles. So they are not shy at all. Even the freshies.
No way.
Even the freshies will bother you. They're not as aggressive as the salties, but...
Well, you found that out at Mosquito Lagoon there, Chip.
Yeah. No, I'm not... Those aren't big... Those aren't even that big one we watched eat whatever it was eating out there. That wasn't a big one. I mean, when you look at some of those saltwater crocodiles in Australia, my God, those are monsters, man. They are huge. They're bigger than any kayak I've ever seen. I'd give them plenty. Dee's taking off. She was in the chat room there. She's already. So. I told her to keep us heads up on the as they start planning for Jamaica Bay, because I'd like to get up. We need to split forces this next year, and we need to get a crew, because Jay Bay and the Jacksonville tournament are in the same weekend. Or at least they have been the last couple of years. Maybe they'll switch it out this year, but I'd like to get some folks up to Jay Bay, other than Hammerhead, who was a real hero and showed up there this past year. But like to keep in the crew there. Hopefully we'll start getting some more in the field work.
I'll go, man.
Yeah, I'd like to
go
too.
That'd be a blast.
Hey,
yeah.
It's nice too, because you're right there on the edge of New York City, you know, in an area that you think, man, there's no way I can, you know, be able to catch, you know, 50-pound bass, you know, stripas and blues and stuff like that. And you are. And compared to what Jamaica Bay used to be like when I was a kid, you know, that was always a joke. You ain't going to go catch fish in Jamaica Bay. Yeah, okay, whatever. You know, go catch a taya, you know, things like that. But not real clean. I mean, they really brought it back around.
Yeah, it's a good environmental success story.
I just want to go for those 30-inch bluefish, man.
Dude, I've caught big bluefish like that when we were in North Carolina, man. And those big blues, man. The choppers.
Tackle.
Yeah, they'll wreck you up. So, we were just congratulating LGB on his slime and his fish there out in the kayak. So, LGB, that wasn't you in the kayak in the pictures that Stan was showing, had put on the website?
No, that was Buddha.
Oh, okay.
I think that's his name on Yak Angler.
Okay.
No, that's that day I was testing out that demo ride.
Oh, okay.
I went and picked up the boat and met them up there. They had been fishing for about an hour or two when I got up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I.
So what kind of boat did you go with?
I got the Ride 135. I got the 2011 one. The,
awesome.
Just a later model. But I just missed it by a couple weeks. I could have got that 2012 one, but that just gives me something to look forward to.
Oh,
for
yeah,
next
man.
Year. Or
it's
the
not
next
your. It's not the last piece of plastic you ever spend money on. Guarantee it.
No. You were talking about water temperatures. It was actually where I was fishing at. The water was very cool. I don't know if it was because it was it's because it was flowing or what. But when I sat side saddle in the kayak a few times when I was drifting, and I was surprised it was very cool. I was about to jump in. But it was very nice. There were people swimming out there. It was nice.
It was, man, I got in the water on Saturday, and it was like it was like getting in a jacuzzi, man. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, it's that time of year, man. It's just
yep.
Really warm water. Well, we've gone our hour here, and I've got an early call in the morning, so we'll go around the room, and Landing Crew, you're up at the top of the list there, man. What's your plans for the weekend?
This weekend, I've got work on Saturday. Yay. And so I'm hoping on Sunday to get out. But I definitely know Saturday night I'm going to take my cast net out to Rudy Inlet and try to get some shrimps and see what happens.
Cool.
But I'm more excited for Wednesday.
I heard.
The Mid-Atlantic show. Yeah, man. I'm getting Brian, what's his last name? Brian Goodall, Google, I believe his last name. Sorry if I screwed it up, Brian. From GarbageFish.com. I've been watching these guys for the past couple of years. They've been they did an article with Saltwater Sportsman,
right?
And stuff like that. And basically, what they do is they promote the catching and keeping and consumption of garbage fish, things that we think of, skates, dogfish, blowfish, which to me aren't those things are delicious. Sea robins, because they're based out of New York or New Jersey, excuse me. So they have sea robins more up there. So it'll be a good show. They've got some great stuff. Check out their website before you listen in. Definitely call in for that show. These guys are a hoot. So should be good.
All right. Well, we lost Bill there, so we'll hear from Mr. Haywood later, I suppose. That sounds like a good show there, Mark. So we'll be listening out for that one. And I just saw they had a big thing on Good Morning America the other day about the lionfish along the coast and all. And they were out there spearing the lionfish because they're an invasive species and they've been working their way up the coastline. And I guess
They've
even been caught off the coast of North Carolina now.
Yeah,
they're devastating to the fish to the reef fish population.
Well, they're pretty darn good too, man.
Yeah, you just got to be careful when you're cleaning them. You got to stay away from them spines. So, they look pretty tasty. It was some real nice fillets they got off of one that looked like to be about a 2-pounder that the guy hit with a pole spear. So, Cool. Yeah, so, all right, that sounds cool. Sounds like a good show, man. We'll look forward to it. Wednesday night, Mark Landy, Crew Wheeler with the Kayak Fishing Radio Wednesday night show, Mid-Atlantic, and y'all join him for that one, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. LGB, so you going to go back out and slime that boat this week, man?
Yeah, I think Saturday, if the tides are right, in the morning I might give Copahee Sound another try, maybe try to get with Scuba Stan, see if we can go out and get on some redfish early.
Yeah, what you got to do is you got to catch some fish out there, and then you mark, you paint an X on the water right where you catch them so that when we get up there we know where those spots are. That's what
Rob does all the time.
Yeah, that's what Rob does all the time.
All those locals say, they say, oh, there's no fish out in Copahee Sound. They don't call it Redfishville for nothing. So
right.
So I'm looking forward to getting out there, and Camo Ride 135 will be paddling around in Copahee on Saturday.
Very cool, man. Very cool. We'll expect to hear an update and see how that went for you. And Rob, how about you, man?
Hey, yeah, man. It's Saturday. It's the weekend. Got to be fishing in fantastic land. Night trip, Saturday night. I'm actually taking my brother this time. He's not a real outdoorsy dude, but he'll get out and kayak. He loves getting out paddling and stuff.
Very cool.
We'll get him out there and acclimated to night fishing.
All right. And so we'll expect to see some reports on that one. Rob is our host for A Bad Backcast Live. It's basically the live version of his blog, abadbackcast.com. And he shows up on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can listen to him and all of his podcasts, especially the first one he did, which we've highlighted one in the archives there for you. So very cool. So y'all remember to visit our friends over at yakangler.com, and we want to thank everybody in the chat room there. A lot of them have already split, but Greg Hammerhead from New Hampshire there, and Mark Lozer is still hanging in there. So, but we had Tommy from Following Ghost, and he's got some really cool stuff up on his website. Check him out. And we had D. Foxy Fisher, D. Kelly from J. Bay, and if you haven't checked out that link that Hammerhead put up there, those are some of his pictures from the J-Bay tournament this year. Looks really sweet. So, and the TKAA tourney, like Mark mentioned earlier, that's a great one. So you guys make sure you check it out. And reminding all that tonight at midnight, I'm closing out the nominations for the Kayak Angler's Choice Awards for 2011. We will hopefully begin voting for your favorites within the next 10 days. We should have the survey set up and the voting system set up. So look for that, and look for the link on kayakfishingradio.com and yakangler.com. Check out our friends at Georgia Kayak Fishing, Bad Backcast. Don't forget about the shows. We've got one just about every day of the week now, except Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got Redfish Chuck and his new show. He's had almost 100 listeners here in his first show of the week. So he's doing a good job coming out of the Space Coast down there in Central Florida. So he's catching the east side of Florida. The Bad Backcast is catching the west side. And we've got Landing Crew in the Mid-Atlantic. We've got Isaac the Nothing Miller, and he shows up on Tuesday nights late. It's a West Coast time out of Portland, Oregon. So y'all check it all out. And we'll be back here next Thursday night to do the same thing all over again, talking about kayak fishing. So thanks, everybody, for joining me. We'll see you next week. Peace.
See ya.
What? About a quick cool one? And what was that?
Now it's right. Official.
That's it. We're out of here.